This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Dorian is expected to remain a powerful storm during the next few days as it churns its way towards the Bahamas with winds at 241 kilometers per hour. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Muniz warned his citizens the storm surge is not a one-time threat.
This surge would not be a one-time surge. It would be repeated surges coming to your shores and at your homes.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says residents there should prepare for flooding, even if the state is spared a direct hit.
Even if it doesn't directly strike Florida, you know, this is a big, powerful storm. You're still looking at really significant storm surge on the east coast of Florida. You're looking at major flooding events.
The Bahamian government has issued a hurricane warning for the northwestern Bahamas, while U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency for the state of Florida. Protesters in Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs at government headquarters and set fires in the streets late Saturday, while police stormed a subway car and hit passengers with batons and pepper spray. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannon. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then colored water at the protesters.
Karen Chamas of AP reporting. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban have staged a large-scale attack on an important city in northern Afghanistan, even as leaders of the insurgent group are engaged in marathon peace talks with the United States. Residents and officials said Saturday insurgents assaulted Kunduz from several different directions, triggering intense gun battles with Afghan government forces. Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman Ruhollah Ahmadzai told reporters the Taliban managed to enter central parts of Kunduz and took positions in civilian populations, including the main hospital. Ahmadzai said security forces, backed by air power, were responding to the insurgent attack to force the Taliban out of the city while making sure civilians and patients were not harmed in the process. Thousands of people across Britain and Northern Ireland protested on Saturday against British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for a month before the deadline for the country to leave the European Union. About 2,000 people gathered outside Johnson's office in Downing Street and marched through central London, reaching Buckingham Palace. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says that Parliament has rejected a no-deal Brexit twice before.
The important thing is that Parliament, having twice voted, on the second occasion by a very large majority, to oppose a no-deal Brexit from the European Union, now has to assert itself a third time.
Protests were also held in other major cities in the four nations of the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Johnson has pledged to take Britain out of the EU on October 31st, with or without a deal on future relations with the bloc. Many U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports, which take effect in just a few hours. When Trump's new tariffs kick in at 12:01 a.m. in Washington, 69% of the consumer goods Americans buy from China will face import taxes, up from 29% now. Albert Chow of Great Wall Hardware in San Francisco says that cost will eventually be passed on to customers.
I try to keep the prices down for as long as I can. And so do our suppliers. Everyone's kind of playing that game, but at some point, when the tariffs are just too much, we have to eventually raise the prices.
The 15% tariffs are on $112 billion worth of Chinese imports, and they apply to items ranging from smartwatches and TVs to shoes, diapers, sporting goods, meat, and dairy products. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.